OK. Alors, bonjour à tous. Good day, everyone. We are with Kaden Primo. As a reminder, please raise your hand virtually if you want to ask a question to Kaden. The first question will go to Herb Zurkowski, the Montreal Gazette. Herb, you're up.
Thanks, Charles, and nice to see you again, Kaden. It doesn't look like you have to shave any more frequently than the last time I saw you. That's a good thing. Having said that, it was a unique rookie season for you, but I thought you did pretty well. You even got into a couple of games with Montreal. Just reflect back on your rookie season, and now that you're a sophomore, where do you think you are?
Yeah, going into the year, I didn't put any expectations or goals or anything like that in place. I really just went into the year just wanting to get better every day. I'm kind of still focusing on the same thing this year, especially with the uncertainty and all that. There's going to be a lot of things that we can't control. So not trying to, harp on anything or dwell on anything, just trying to get better every day. Last year there were ups and downs, definitely. It's happens with every season, but I think going into this year, I'm just trying to minimize that and trying to be as consistent as possible.
Other than the consistency, is there anything in particular you feel you need to or you'd like to work on this season? And do you ever put anything in your mind about when you'd like to be in the NHL?
No, I don't, like to look too far ahead. I'm just, I'm trying to focus on right now. But as far as things that I'd like to work on, last year, I focused on puck handling and skating, and, I'm definitely, better than I was last year, but I still feel like it's a place that I can improve on. And, those are my two biggest, things that I'm focused on right now.
Yeah, if I could just ask one more quick question. A guy like Carey Price, of course, likes to play. I mean, he'd play every game if it was up to him. Do you feel you're one of those guys, too, that benefits from a heavier workload, knowing that it could be a crazy schedule with back-to-back games?
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone would be lying if they said they didn't want to play all the games. So, but like I said earlier, just that's something that you can't control, and just being ready for when your name is called on.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Herb. The next question will go to Amy Johnson, AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Thanks, Charles. Thanks, Kaden. Hi. Just to kind of building off of what Herb was just asking you, there is a three goaltender tandem, more than a tandem, this year. What's, whether it's during training or even off the ice, do the three of you have a good rapport together? Do you work well together? Are you really kind of working together kind of as a team? And just how is that rapport going for you?
Yeah, obviously I've been able to know Michael from past camps and from last year. So we get along well, and then Vassie's new, and we just met him with the Habs this year at their camp, so our relationship with him is a little bit newer, and he doesn't speak too much English, but he's definitely opening up in the recent weeks and days, and so yeah, we all get along really well, and it's that silent competitive competition. We all want to do well, but we want to we want to see each other succeed, but at the same time we want to be the guy that's called upon, and so having that competition, that friendly competition is good, and you can definitely tell it's there.
The roster this year, now that you've kind of, particularly with having a scrimmage yesterday with everyone mixed together, just from your point of view, from the crease, what are the highlights that you're seeing of the team in front of you? What are you expecting the team in front of you to really bring this year?
Yeah, yesterday it was very high paced. I think you know, everyone was really excited to get back into a game type situation. You know, for some of us, it hasn't been like that in 10 months or so. So, yeah, I think emotions were high yesterday. Everyone was excited. The offensive push was something that that I noticed. So definitely the offense is going to be a big factor this year.
Excellent. Thanks, Caden.
Thanks.
As a reminder, please, everyone, raise your hand if you want to ask a question to Caden. We'll go back to Herb Zerkowski, the Gazette. Herb?
Okay. I didn't have my hand raised, but Did I ask you about your rookie season? Were you this is a team that struggled, and yet you put up decent numbers. I would think that you were, you know, you had to be fairly pleased with that as a rookie, making the transition from college hockey to this.
Yeah, I mean, I try not to look at the numbers too much. Yeah, I mean, looking back on the year, like I said, there were ups and downs, highs and lows. A lot of accomplishments and some things I could take away. But going into this year, I'm just, like I said, trying to minimize the ups and downs and try to be as consistent as possible.
Do you think a goaltender takes longer to develop? And if so, why?
I think it's different for everyone. There's no one path that fits everyone now. I think, you know, with Carter Hart being a young goalie, and then also seeing, you know, Binnington and other guys like that, I think you're seeing more and more of the confidence being built in younger goalies. But that's not to say that everyone's path is the same. I think, you know, the biggest thing is not to rush anything. And for me personally, a big thing that I've, you know, keep repeating is just control what you can control.
Yeah. How do you think you did at the Canadiens camp this year? And in your mind, do you feel like you're ready for the NHL right now?
Definitely. Yeah, I felt great at camp. I tried to get stronger this summer, and I felt like that I did. I felt really good at camp, and I felt ready, yeah, for sure.
Merci, Herb. La prochaine question. Next question. We'll go to Stéphane Leroux, RDS. Stéphane, c'est à toi.
Hi, Caden. Just one quick question. 10 months and a half without playing a game, is it tougher for a goalie than it is for a forward or a defenseman?
Yeah, I think it's going to take some getting used to, timing wise and all that kind of stuff. Because there's only so much that practice can do. But, you know, it's good that we're getting scrimmages in and game-like situations in our practices now to be ready for the season.
Would you say you're concerned about that? Or?
I'm sorry?
Would you say you are concerned about that, the fact that it's been so long?
No. Like I said, we're going to have some more scrimmages here as well. Going to be able to get some game-like situations in, and trying to improve in practice as well, just trying to get ready for the season.
Thanks.
Merci, Steph. La prochaine question, Guillaume Lepage, LNH.com.
Hey, Caden. To follow up on Stefan's questions, during the pandemic, did you find a way to keep a feel of the game? Did you get some shots from someone somewhere? What did you do to keep a feel for the game?
Yeah, well, for the first 2 months or 3 months of the pandemic, we were all in quarantine, and so the rinks were closed. So I wasn't able to really do much on the ice. As soon as things opened up where I was from, I was able to skate with Nolan Stevens, John Stevens, and a few others. The Stevens brothers I went to school with Nolan. They're both American League players, both pro players, and I thought that they had a major impact on helping me this summer as well.
Thank you.
Merci, Guillaume. We'll go to Andrew Zadonarski. Andrew, you're up.
Hi, Caden. Sorry, I joined a little bit late, so I don't know if you had a chance to answer this question or not, but Laval looks to be faced with a situation where you'll have a three goalies kind of working in tandem with a limited amount of games. We really don't know the full calendar, but what do you think is going to be the I'd say a benefit first of having a team of three goalies, and maybe a detriment of it having a team of three goalies? How do you prepare mentally, and how do you feel about that situation?
Yeah, I mean, we all get along, and I was saying earlier that we have we can tell that there's a friendly competition there. We're pushing each other, and we want to see each other succeed. But at the end of the day, we all want to be the guy that's called upon. So you can definitely tell that there's that competition there, and we're all stepping up our games, and it's all just going to help us all get better in the long run.
Have you been given any indication whether it's going to be kind of a goalie by rotation or by merit or how it's going to go, or you don't really know yet?
No, we don't know. Just the biggest thing is just being ready for when your name is called on.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. So thanks for your time, Caden. Much appreciated. Tout le monde, nous serons de retour dans quelques instants avec Joël Bouchard. So we will be back with head coach Joël Bouchard in the next minute. Thank you. Merci, Caden.
Thank you.